This evening we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Deacon Gabriel Pike. Shamashin is a member of the St. Gregorius Orthodox Church of Spokane, Washington, which is a mission parish of our diocese. And at this time, I invite Shamashin to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Thank you. Grant us, Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessing and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, in this season of the glorification of the cross, we continue to be challenged by our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, to live a holy life, a grace-filled life, a life set apart for God, to be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect. We must discover and carry our own special cross that we have been given by God. We live in a time when the world has become a smaller place, a place where wars abound, humanity's sufferings outweigh its joys. We live in a nation where freedom is presumed to be our right. We do not often consider ourselves to be part of those who are suffering in the world. Much less do we even consider the possibility that we may even be partially to blame for the world's troubles. We all struggle to offer forgiveness to family and friends. And when considering our enemies, why would we forgive them? Revenge is a common theme in most of the current violent movies produced in Hollywood today. Yet, we are called to a different standard. I'm going to have three different readings, one from the Old Testament, two from the New, that looks at the subject of forgiveness. The first reading is from the Wisdom of Sirach, chapter 28, verses 1 to 4. He who seeks revenge will find it from the Lord, and the Lord will surely punish his sins. Forgive a wrong done to you by your neighbor, then your sins will be pardoned when you pray. Can a man preserve wrath against his neighbor and still seek healing from the Lord? Can he show no mercy toward a man like himself and yet still beg from God mercy for himself? The composer of the Wisdom of Sirach makes it plain that we should not expect forgiveness from the Lord unless we are willing to give forgiveness. He talks of our obligation to our neighbor. Now our second reading comes from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, where he also talks plainly, not only to the Romans, but to each of us. This is St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 14 to 21. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give vengeance to the Lord, for it is written, "Vengeance of mine I will repay," says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The final reading is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 38 to 48. And it is here that our Lord speaks directly to all of us. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go 2 with him. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you more than the others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Thus ends the third reading. My brothers and sisters, if we were to follow our Lord's admonition to be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect, how would we have responded to the disaster of 9/11? How would we respond to something closer at home, where a church, our church, is split over some fight that one side may have with another? How would we respond to our parents if they lost patience with us and yelled at us? how would we respond to a good friend in school who betrayed a secret that was only between me and my school buddy? Forgiveness is one of the hardest things to do in life. Were it not for God's grace, none of us would forgive. Were it not for the example our Lord God and Savior gave to us in the dying on the cross, where would we be? I ask you all to pray that you receive and use the grace that our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ gives to us through our prayer life and through our reception of the sacraments, both in our own confessional, our confession of our own sins, and through the reception of the holy mysteries in Corbana every Sunday. And let us again remember that in the prayer our Father, our Lord God and Savior taught us, the Our Father, we ask that our sins be forgiven as we forgive those sins of others. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessings for his living words to us, unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.